happening. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. More unanswered questions regarding the FBI's raid of former President Trump's home in Florida on Monday. He is suspected to have taken classified documents from the White House when his presidential term ended. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson has more.
Many people want to see that affidavit to learn why the search warrant was authorized in the first place. The New York Times reports at least one lawyer for former President Trump signed a written statement for the Justice Department claiming all the documents with classified markings had been returned from Mar-a-Lago during a meeting back in early June. Here's what the FBI says it seized from Trump's home this week. Four sets of documents labeled top secret, three sets of secret, three sets labeled confidential, and one set labeled TSSCI, a top secret. Secret sensitive compartmented information.
Sources familiar with the investigation told Fox News Saturday that some of the documents seized during the raid contained information covered by attorney-client privilege. The former president disputes the records were classified. President Biden will be signing the Inflation Reduction Act into law this coming week. The House passed the legislation on Friday. Fox's Jackie Heinrich reports from South Carolina.
And he's already using the legislative win to campaign against Republicans. It comes as Biden's been seeking credit for a recent drop in gas prices, even though they're almost twice as high as when he took office. The White House officials saying the Inflation Reduction Act will bring down the cost of living, even though experts agree it won't directly impact inflation for a year or more.
Republicans say the $430 billion legislation will actually worsen the inflation crisis. Salman Rushdie has been taken off a ventilator and is able to speak, but is still hospitalized in serious condition. The author was stabbed on stage Friday. His attacker is being held without bail following his not guilty plea. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
After attorneys concluded their arguments this past week, a California judge must decide in 90 days whether convicted murderer Scott Peterson deserves a new trial. Fox's Laura Engel reports.
Rochelle Nice, dubbed by some as strawberry shortcake during the sensational double murder trial in 2004, is at the center of the defense motion. Peterson's attorneys argue Nice lied on her juror questionnaire about being a victim of domestic violence when she herself was pregnant. Their theory? She didn't tell the truth so she could get on the jury to punish Peterson for killing his unborn child. Peterson has served nearly two decades on death row in San Quentin State Prison after he was found guilty of murdering his pregnant wife, Lacey, and their unborn son in 2002.
Actress Anne Heche declared brain dead following her recent car crash near Los Angeles. Fox's Christina Coleman has more.
Los Angeles police are no longer investigating this case. In a statement, they said in part, when a person suspected of a crime passes away, we do not present for filing consideration. Now on Thursday, LAPD sources told TMZ Heche had cocaine in her system at the time of the crash and that more tests were going to be run to rule out any substances administered to her at the hospital as part of medical treatment. The crash left the 53-year-old actress severely injured. She was burned in this fiery crash and declared brain dead on Thursday. She has remained on life support and in a coma until her organs can be donated.
A loud boom Saturday was likely a meteor.
From Orem, Utah to Idaho, people reported hearing a loud boom about 8:30 a.m. local time, followed by a rumbling similar to thunder. Utah's governor, Spencer Cox, tweeting out his office confirmed it was not related to seismic activity or a military installation. Officials say witness video in Roy seems to confirm it was a meteor.
That's Fox's Ann Carrick. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.